Remember to every day confess aloud the promises of God's Word, and you will strengthen your spirit man. This will lead you to a more powerful and victorious Christian life and ministry. Chapter 3 Meditations on the Thought Life. Psalm 139, verse 2 and verse 17. God knows my sitting down and my rising up. God understands my thoughts afar off. God's thoughts are precious to me. Proverbs 12, verse 5, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. The thoughts of the righteous are right. I am righteous in Christ, and my thoughts are right. Proverbs 16, verse 3. I commit my works to the Lord, and my thoughts are established. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God's thoughts towards me are thoughts of peace that gives me a future and a hope. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. I cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Philippians 4, verse 8. I think only of those things which are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. I think of those things which have virtue and are praiseworthy. Isaiah 26, verse 3. God keeps me in perfect peace because my mind is stayed on Him and I trust Him. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. God puts His laws in my mind and writes them on my heart. He is my God and I am His child. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. God puts His law in my heart and writes them on my mind. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. I gird up the loins of my mind. 1 Peter 4, verse 1. I arm myself with the mind of Christ. Philippians 4, verse 7. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards my heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 7, verse 25. My mind serves the law of God, Romans 12, verse 2. I am not conformed to this world, but I am transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. I live according to the Spirit and mind the things of the Spirit. I am spiritually minded and I have life and peace. Romans chapter 11 verse 32 and 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16. I know the mind of the Lord, for I have the mind of Christ. Ephesians 4 verse 23. I am renewed in the spirit of my mind. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. I let the humble mind of Christ be in me. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 2. I am mindful of the words spoken by the servants of God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but He has given me the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2. I set my mind on the things above and not on the things on this earth. I set my mind on the things of God.